Well, it's good to have you tonight. Welcome to our Health Talk. I'm Lawrence Clark, and I'm going to be the host of tonight's call. We've got a great guest speaker for you tonight. We have Jim McAfee, a board-certified clinical nutritionist, who is a well-known author and speaker who's been on radio, TV. Jim recently published a fabulous book entitled Your Body's Sign Language, Clues to Nutritional Well-Being. I think Jim's rightly called by some the Sherlock Holmes of nutrition. You can tell Jim's a brain when you read alongside his college degrees, summa cum laude, magnum cum laude, valedictorian. Jim has worked as director of nutritional research for Image Awareness Wellness Institute since 1974. Jim was recently picked by GNLD International, a nutritional research company operating in 55 different countries, to be one of 10 health professionals worldwide to join the company's Health Professional Council. He's also a member of the prestigious Scientific Council of the International and American Association of Clinical Nutritionists, which is responsible for having the credentials for being called a certified clinical nutritionist. We're really blessed to have you on the call tonight, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim, you know, we all know that for our best long-term health, that we all need our bodies to get all the adequate amounts of a number of different vitamins, minerals, amino acids, phytonutrients that God placed in our human food chain. And we all know that they're all important, each one of them. But what would you say is the nutrients that's most lacking in our diet today that affects our long-term health the most? What would you think that would be?
I think lack of grains and legumes and the nutrients that they provide certainly one of the most important things and one of the things that is most clearly lacking in the American diet. The grains and legumes have been the foundation of the food chain for centuries, and the government has placed quite an emphasis on this. They actually did a food guide pyramid where they put the grains as the base of the pyramid. So both science and traditional dietary habits teach us the critical importance of grains for health and for well-being. Yet almost no one in our society is consuming even the minimal 3 servings of whole grains a day that the government is recommending, probably less than 1 in 10. Let me give you a little historical account of the 3 most important basic foodstuffs worldwide and what's happened to them over the last century or so. First of all, wheat, what's been called the staff of life. In the 1880s, the steel roller mill was developed, and it became possible to grind flour finer than it had ever been ground before. And they began taking out the germ and the bran and the middlings or the rough parts of the grain. That actually was fed to animals, so we had about 30% of the grain going to feed livestock and 70% the fine white flour going to feed people. And there were some people that were bothered by this even in the beginning. Sylvester Graham was a pastor way back in the 1800s as they began developing this technology for refining grains. And he associated this refining of grains with deterioration of health. And he would preach in lecture halls, what God has joined together, let no man pull asunder or put asunder. And the bakers were so upset in New England where he was doing his speaking that they actually staged riots outside of his lecture halls. And there's been a lot of subsequent things with wheat also, but also with rice. They began removing the bran from the rice, and that had a profound impact upon the health of the entire Orient. As a matter of fact, when they introduced white rice on the ships of the Japanese Navy, they were losing as much as a third of their naval personnel to beriberi every year. And it wasn't until a surgeon aboard ship identified rice as the culprit. He felt actually that the British were doing something to poison the rice to prevent the Japanese from developing a strong navy. So they started using British rations, which used oatmeal rather than rice. But today we know that it was the removal of that bran from the rice that was causing deficiency of vitamin B1 and other nutrients as a result of the refining. The third dietary staple is the soybean. And when tofu is made, they actually strip away the outer hull of the soybean. And that has valuable nutritional properties similar to what one finds in wheat and in rice that are being discarded today or fed to animals. The grains and legumes have unique properties and nutritional content that cause them to be unsurpassed in their ability to contribute to overall health. And there are very few foods that have as high levels of these substances as cereal grains do. Unfortunately, they are often stripped out of one of the most important categories of nutrients from these grains, and it's not added back, and that's your phospholipids and your phytosterols. The nutrients in whole grains and legumes are critically important for health and longevity.
Now, what exactly is it? Can you give a little bit more detail? What is it in these grains that make them so important for us to get them in our everyday diet?
Probably the best way to understand that is to look at how the substances in the grains become incorporated in each and every cell in the human body. There have been two Nobel Prizes granted in recent years on the functioning of cell membranes. Dr. Bruce Lipton is a PhD, and he has written a book on nutrition. In there, he refers to the cell membrane as the brain of the cell. It's you can remove the DNA of the cell, and the cell can go on living, but you remove that cell wall, and the cell is going to die. The composition of the cell wall determines the efficiency of key cellular processes, such as absorption of nutrients and expulsion of waste products. We experience only partial absorption of nutrients when the phospholipids are missing from the cell membrane, and this is a key component that's in the grain and legume oils. And also, cellular waste products tend to accumulate. And if you were to rank or prioritize those things, it's the accumulation of waste products that's going to be the main problem, because these waste products can damage DNA. They can interfere with the mitochondria where energy is produced. Scientists have actually done studies where they deprive cells of nutrients or they allow waste products to accumulate. And tissue cultures live much longer if the waste products are removed from the cell cultures than if the waste products are allowed to accumulate or if the nutrient solutions aren't added to the cultures. So this removal of waste products is very, very critical for cellular health. The cells of our bodies are factories for energy production, for synthesis of hormones, for immune defense. And we really cannot look and feel our best when cells are incapable of absorbing nutrients or eliminating waste products. Virtually every health condition will benefit by improving basic cellular health. And the core of basic cellular health is that brain of the cell or the cell wall, which is nourished by the high-quality oils found in unprocessed grains and legumes. If you have sick cells, you're likely to be a sick individual.
Yeah, obviously, if your cells are all starved and constipated, you're not going to feel very good as a person. You know, obviously,
you bottle up both ends, either of the cell or the human being, and you're not going to feel that well.
Obviously, the government realizes this. I mean, they've spent millions of dollars in advertisements to try to get the public to eat three servings a day. Jim, why is it that with all this advertisement, all this research that's being given telling the importance of grains, but yet research is also telling us that still 90% of the population is not getting even those three minimal servings? Why is that?
I think there's a number of reasons for that. One factor is our taste buds. You know, we're brought up on a diet of products that contain refined flour, and it's very hard to change dietary habits, incredibly difficult. Even if we try to eat whole grains, it's very difficult to find them when we go shopping. Products that are whole grain products often have only 10 to 20% of the quality oils that were originally in the whole grain. These oils are quite susceptible to oxidation, and bread has a very short shelf life unless these oils are removed. So there's a tremendous motivation for food processors to prolong that shelf life by removing these oils. And think about it for a minute. When you go into an Oriental restaurant, when's the last time they ask you if you would like to have brown rice rather than white rice? It just doesn't happen. The availability is very difficult to find. And just because a bread product says 100% whole wheat does not mean that it's 100% whole grain. Another reason I think for this is convenience. We could obtain all the nutrients of whole grains by making our own bread, but how many people are going to do that realistically? We lead busy lives. Many people don't even want to think about adding one more thing to their daily calendar. They're having trouble working and sleep at night. We lead busy lives, and it's hard to incorporate habits that incorporate these quality oils in the diet. Even if we did make our own whole wheat bread, and I'm not discouraging people from doing that, we lead much more sedentary lives than our fathers and grandfathers did. I grew up on a farm. I watched my dad get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. He had to go out and milk the cows, and he'd work all day long. And when it came time for meals, he would pile that plate up, and he'd eat it all up. And here I am, his son. I sit in front of a computer screen all day. I don't get the exercise levels that he did. And because of that, I can't eat the same number of calories, even though my nutrient requirements, particularly with regard to these phospholipids, is probably about the same as his requirement was. When is the last time you washed clothes by hand or chopped firewood or plowed a field with a team of oxen? We burn fewer calories than our ancestors did in the course of a day, and that really is depriving us of nutrient intake.
Well, I know I haven't done any plowing lately or chopped any firewood. What do you suggest to your clients that come into your office wanting help with their health?
I recommend a grain oil product called Trianon made by GNLD International. It's a company that operates under a pharmaceutical license using top world scientists to develop and manufacture their products. The word Trianon means three in one because it has the essential oils we need for wheat and for rice and for soybeans. GNLD scientists and product developers make sure that they avoid the things that some health experts are concerned about today, the really knowledgeable ones, things like genetically modified crops, pesticide or chemical contamination. There's been a lot in the news about that from coming in from other countries recently, mold and fungus. GNLD is one of the few companies that supplies nutritional products that has established rigid toxicological protocols, both to examine raw materials that are coming into the factories and also analysis, toxicological analysis of the manufactured products that are going out. These protocols were developed and implemented by Dr. Arthur First, who many consider to be the founder of the American College of Toxicology. The GNLD Trianon concentrate contains the most important lipid constituents of whole grains and legumes while avoiding the calories and the carbohydrates found in grain. There is no gluten in Trianon. The product is encapsulated in such a way that the lipids are protected from oxidation or from turning rancid, which is the problem with foods when they're refined. There's any exposure to oxygen, these things start spoiling.
Wow, and GNLD's done their homework. You know, they've eliminated all the problem areas that make some people avoid soy and grain products. That's awesome. Are there any other?
Right. Huh? They do things right.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any other grain oil supplements out there that are just as good, or is this the only one that you recommend to your clients?
I've been involved in the nutrition field for over 34 years, and I have not seen any product that begins to compare to this product and the results that I get when I give it to clients. I've had people bring in boxes of vitamins, which they were using to very little benefit. I have them try Trianon, and it's like a light going on in a dark room. Everything begins to function more normally. We actually have one man with a very serious hereditary disorder, where his blood has to be monitored constantly. All of his siblings have died, and he has tried all kinds of supplements, and the GNLD products are the only ones which have stabilized his condition. He tried to get his siblings to use the supplement. None of them would. Trianon is unique and will provide benefits you will not find from the hot products hawked on infomercials. It also makes sense because the product fills one of the major nutritional gaps in the American diet. The product adds back the quality lipids, which were removed from the diet with the advent of modern food processing of wheat, rice, and soybeans.
You know, obviously, I mean, this is the need comparison to any other product. That's just so obvious. I mean, you know, history shows it, just looking at man's food chain for thousands of years, just looking at how God designed it, and science, of course, and the government's even telling us we need it. You know, it's just common sense. You know, how did this product come to market, Jim?
Oh, that's a very interesting story. Just prior to World War II, there was a professor, Yaroslav Horowski, who developed a piece of equipment called the polarograph. And this equipment made it possible for the first time to measure very small quantities of substances in solution, including hormones and blood and urine. Horowski won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1959 for developing that piece of equipment. It totally revolutionized medicine. Researchers at Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital were given a research grant after World War II, and they purchased a polarograph and began conducting urine analysis of patients to determine glandular and other abnormalities, measuring these real tiny amounts of things in the urine. They were primarily concerned with widespread fatigue that was being reported to the physicians at the hospital. And with normal testing, they couldn't find any basis for it, but the polarograph studies indicated that there were some abnormalities in glandular output, suboptimal glandular output, or unbalanced glandular output that was associated with cellular fatigue. Being able to demonstrate that there's a problem and being able to correct the problem are two different things. And as they took steps to try and resolve the problems that they were seeing, they tried vitamin and mineral and protein supplementation, and they were not seeing any improvement at all with the addition of these nutrients. They actually went through a list of 76 different supplements. And strangely, they were finding that the foods didn't seem to correct the problem either. Of course, they were working primarily with refined foods. But the researchers did have a clue. There had been some feeding experiments done with mink where they had observed that the pelts of the mink and the reproductive capacity improved when they added wheat germ extracts to the diet. And when the researchers turned their attention to wheat and rice and soybeans, they observed that these things were all being refined and certain components were being pulled away from those basic foodstuffs. They began working to concentrate the oils from these foods, seeking specifically the oils that might have some kind of an effect on the cell membrane and on improvement of glandular function. And the result was basically treonin extracts from wheat, rice, and soybeans. When the treonin was given to the patients, they noticed significant improvements in the health of their patients, and they also were seeing this reflected in the polarograph analyses that they were conducting. The researchers found that younger patients responded very rapidly to the improvement in the diet with the addition of these oils. Older individuals, it took longer. It appeared to take at least 8 weeks, and in many instances it would take several months to see the full benefits of what these things would do for people. Well, around the time when all this was going on, there was a man named Wally who was a successful coal wholesaler in Portland, Oregon. And he was very active in his local Lions Club. He had a wife who was suffering terribly with an inflammatory condition. And it was so bad that she really couldn't stand the pressure of the sheets on her bed at night. And one day a medical detail man visited Wally's Lions Club and suggested that Wally might want to consider moving to Southern California and enrolling his wife in the research project that was going on with these treonin concentrates. So Wally thought it over, and he actually sold his business and moved with his wife to Southern California. And she was put on the program with the treonin oils, and over the next 2.5 years, she just experienced a very gradual improvement in health. But it was a very dramatic one. And Wally, not having a job, he began working with the medical team. He became a detail man. And that's someone who reports on the research that's going on to physicians. Well, they concluded their work, and they decided that they would shelve the product that they had developed. And when Wally and his wife learned about that, they kind of panicked because they had had tremendous benefits from these grain and legume extracts in their own family situation. So so they approached the head researcher, a man named Dr. Restifo, and they asked if there was some way they could continue to have access to the supplement. And this researcher planted the idea in Wally's mind that he might want to share the product with people. What he said to Wally was, if you will take this supplement and share it with people, you will be doing something 16 times more important than we doctors do, because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Wally had worked as a medical detail man for some time, and he was comfortable approaching doctors. And so he tried, he began working on the distribution of the product, and he tried to approach physicians, but it was obvious very early on that there was very little interest on the part of doctors in making food supplements available to their patients. They just did not see that as their role. And at this point, another individual entered the picture named Donald Pickett. And Don Pickett took over the distribution of the Trienin concentrates. Don was kind of an interesting background. As an individual, he realized that his family had health problems. Both he and his wife had suffered some problems. And so he became a pots and pans salesman, because he realized that people were cooking all the nutrition out of their foods. And as he learned about the Trienin, he realized that foods were being refined and a nutritional deficiency, even apart from the use of waterless cookware, could still exist. So many of our foods are processed. And so he became interested in the Trienin concentrates and the whole concept behind it. Don realized that pretty much from the outset, the doctors are not going to be responsive to supplementation. And so he altered the marketing program to reward people for taking the time to share the concept of Trienin concentrates with other people. He realized he was going to have to make it worth someone's while to spend time with someone and explain why the Trienin was better than the 76 other vitamin and mineral products that had been tested in the original research. Don named the company Neolife, which draws from the Greek for new life. And he felt that the Trienin concentrates would bring about a revolutionary change, not only in the customer's health, but also in the distributor's financial condition, or the wealth of the marketing approach that he was developing. And so he felt he was offering people a new life. This is how the supplement, now called Trienin, came to be sold person to person rather than sitting on a health food store shelf where no one would be able to explain what it was all about. The first customer of the Trienin concentrates was Fred Aldrich. Fred worked in a condiment factory, and he attended a lecture that Don was giving at the Crystal Ballroom in Salt Lake City, Utah. And the research on the Trienin concentrates was explained, and Fred really didn't make much of an impression. There were some people dressed as businessmen there, and Don tried to talk to them about the supplement. And Fred was sitting there in coveralls, tugging on Don's coat sleeve, trying to get his attention. What Don didn't know was that Fred had a wife at home so stricken with rheumatoid arthritis that he had to go home on his lunch hour and turn her over. And they had a whole cupboard full of vitamins, and they tried all kinds of supplements, all kinds of medical treatments. And they had helped a little bit, but they really hadn't restored Jeannie's health. At the end of the meeting, Fred wrote a bad check to cover several units of the product. He had a financial problem as well as a health problem in his family. And so Fred figured he could sell some of the units of the product before Don could get back to California and cash that check. Little did he know that Don was short of money in those days also, and he went directly to the bank to cash the check, and it bounced. That really became the subject for a good chuckle between Fred and Don for many years afterwards. Well, the product gradually restored Jeannie's health. It took her 8 months before she started to feel an improvement, and over the years she just got better and better. Just a few years ago, Jeannie was in the hospital for a checkup, and they couldn't find any rheumatoid factor in her blood at all. It's almost 50 years later, and this is kind of a clue that we're looking at something that really is a fundamental aspect of basic nutrition here. Fred went on to share the product with many people. As a matter of fact, in 1 month in 1960, he sold $143,000 worth of product to those that he came in contact with. If you were to convert that to today's terms, it would be literally millions of dollars. And Fred debated whether he should keep his secure job at the condiment factory or spend all of his time sharing the Trianon oils and GNLD with people. And he decided that he would commit himself to working with GNLD. Well, 2 months later, the condiment factory where he worked ceased to exist, and the company simply went out of business. So really, Don's dream of a new life for people was being realized, because Fred's wife's health was improving and their financial situation improved dramatically. He would have been in pretty bad straits if the company had failed and he hadn't had a second income available. The product seemed to work for everyone who tried it. The company grew dramatically. It's both fueled by stories of what the product had done. And one of those people who heard about the product in those early days was my mother, Lucille. She fell down and broke her elbow. When she went to the doctor told her she had bones like a little old lady. She was 43 or 44 years of age at the time. And she had seen her grandmother die of complications from a broken hip. So when she was told she had bones like a little old lady, my mother realized that the doctor was telling her her physical condition at 44 was similar to what her grandmother's had been in her 70s. So at the urging of a friend named Lillian, my mother decided to try the GNLD products, and particularly the Trianon. And Lillian, who shared the product, had worked as a waitress, and she had shared how the product could help with her muscle soreness and stiffness and had given her stamina so she could do the hard work of being a waitress. Well, from almost from the beginning, my mother noticed an increase in energy, which was quite a contrast to the years of fatigue she had experienced. She'd been tired since she was a young girl. And she became so excited that she shared the product with 27 of her tired friends in the first month. When she returned to the physician to have her arm examined, he was so impressed with the rapid healing and also with the change in her personality that he asked if he could obtain some of the supplements for himself and his nurse.
Wow.
And so that further fueled my mother's enthusiasm, and she started going berserk in the business. I became involved a few years later. I was at a convention in the lobby of a hotel, and I think it was in San Francisco. A little lady named Florence was sitting next to me in the lobby of the hotel, and I asked her, how did you become involved with this company? I was expecting to hear her share some story of the exciting business opportunity, but she shared that she had been working as a nurse, and when she went to lift a patient, she had hurt herself. And so she had gone through extensive medical treatments. They put her on medication. She'd had deterioration of her joints, and it became so bad that when she went to lift an envelope, her joints would slip out, and she had serious deterioration of her knee joints, and she was actually in a wheelchair as a result of the deterioration. They were discussing amputating her legs. And in desperation, she tried the Trianon and other GNLD products. The amazing thing was that within 10 days, she was actually able to stand up, and eventually she was able to get out of the wheelchair and walk. She still hobbled as a result of some of the damage, but she had never even dreamed of being able to walk again. So that was my initial exposure to Trianon and to the GNLD company.
Well, you know, I know for me, Jim, you know, I know it was a satisfied customer who crossed my path, or I never would have tried Trianon myself. I mean, my story is that we had a couple over for dinner who'd started the biggest organic co-op in the world, and they told me, even eating as good as they were, that the Trianon and other GNLD products had really made a difference in some health problems that they had. And, you know, I'd been involved in alternative health for 25 years now, and because of my wife's health problems, you know, that the medical establishment, you know, just couldn't seem to help. I was always trying to learn as much as I could to try to see if there was something that would make a difference in my wife's health. And, you know, I knew there were a lot of ripoffs in the industry of nutrition. And I got to the place I was so turned off by all the hype and stuff out there that I don't think I'd ever try another supplement. But after what they told me of all the science behind the products and everything, and, you know, had a money-back guarantee, I went ahead and tried it, and to our my skeptical surprise, my wife's health started turning around. And whereas before, you know, she'd been in bed a lot, and you know, we couldn't travel. Now we could travel all over the world. You know, we've been able to. And my wife now in her 50s, you know, she's running 4 miles, lifting weights, swims. You know, it's obvious when you got a product that really works in real life. You don't have to hype it. You don't have to hire actors to give testimonies on TV commercials like some companies do and have been caught telling stories that aren't true. Obviously just word of mouth of honestly sharing about satisfied customers is all you need, because GNLD today is in over 50 countries, so it shows it works. You got a good product. Jim, what is it it's in these oils that's changing so many people's lives around the world that have taken this product? I mean, I'm still wanting to know a little bit more about this marvelous product.
There's a magazine that came out a few years back called Prepared Foods, and they have a section in the magazine called Research and Development Horizons. And they had an article in there, Grains, the Value of Fractions. This article pointed out that food scientists are feverishly working on fractionating grains to add important components back into specialty foods. And let me just quote a little bit from that article, because I think this really kind of gets at the nub of the uniqueness of the grain and legume extracts that are in the Trianon. This is under their discussion of rice. They say, a unique in antioxidant and anti-atherogenic properties are attributed to the unsaponifiable. That means it can't be made into soap, and that's the precise component of the oils that's in the Trianon. These antioxidant anti-atherogenic properties are attributed to the unsaponifiable fraction of rice oil. Normally, this fraction is removed during the alkali refining step of rice oil processing, but at least one domestic rice company is contemplating the recovery of this fraction for use as a food and pharmaceutical ingredient. The unsaponifiable fraction of rice oil contains a veritable cocktail of antioxidants, tocopherols, tocotrienol, oryzanol, ferulic acid, and others. We discovered that the addition of either rice oil containing these components or an oryzanol-rich fraction, at least 0.5%, to the diet of hamsters not only reduced the level of oxidation on their LDL serum cholesterol, but also reduced their atherosclerotic development rate by 50%.
Wow.
This is about the same that would be achieved by the use of cholestyramine, a commonly used serum cholesterol-reducing drug, says Dr. Robert Nicolosi, director of the Center for Coronary Vascular Disease Control at the University of Massachusetts Lowell Department of Clinical Science. So it's interesting, GNLD has been selling this in the form of a food supplement since 1958. This is really what has been stolen out of people's diets that they need to get back. The article goes on to state that similar unsaponifiable oil fractions have been isolated from other grains. Among the substances found in these grains, caffeic acid, which is one of the most powerful antioxidants yet discovered, according to Professor Pamela White of Iowa State University, Ames, has been shown to inhibit prostate cancer cell growth in the test tube. Ferulic acid, delta-5, evinosterol, beta-cytosterol, which reduces colon cancer rates in rats when they're exposed to a known carcinogen, octocosanol, a fatty acid, alcohol found in wheat germ oil, which has been shown to increase strength, stamina, endurance, and reaction time in studies that date back as far as 1964. It's recently been shown to improve fat mobilization. And you have stigmasterol, cytostanol, campesterol, cycloartenol. I mean, so sorry about all these complicated names, that there's a lot of stuff in there that most people have never heard about. But these are very, very interesting things, and things that a lot of research is going on right now. It's important to note that the grains are nature's best source of many of these unique health-promoting substances. The two hottest areas of research centering around these substances today is, one, heart benefits, and two, the reduction in cancer risk. As a matter of fact, a major study was released May 7th of this year, and it appeared in Reuters May 28th, so just a few days ago. It concerned a study that was published in Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Diseases. This national news release stated that those who consume 2.5 servings of whole grains a day reduced their risk of heart disease by 25% over those who rarely consume grains. The article noted that 40% of Americans say they consume no whole grains at all. I think a good many others were probably deceived by thinking that they are consuming whole grains because the brown coloring has been added to their flour in their bread, or a few wheat berries are added. The article also noted that obesity, high cholesterol, and stroke appeared to be reduced when the diet contained the whole grains. And some of that benefit, I'm sure, was associated with the phospholipids and the phytosterols that are in these grains. These researchers are simply following in the footsteps of the early nutritional pioneers who worked at Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital almost 50 years ago, researching fatigue and its mysterious roots in the lack of quality fats supplied by grains and legumes. If something like treon or any other important nutrient is really valid, it will not be here today and gone tomorrow. The product will endure, and the validity of the research on the product will be confirmed and reconfirmed through the years as the nature of the product becomes better understood. And that certainly is the case with treonin.
Obviously, hasn't changed the last few thousand years. Their biological needs are not going to change. We're going to always need grains. And, there's a great designer when you hear all these wonderful things that God has placed in these grains and what they do. You know, I don't understand these big words, but I understand they're making a powerful effect in our health. And I know when I tried looking up research in medical databases, you know, it seemed like there were more studies on grains than any other food out there. Obviously, when you have a product that has a 10-year study behind it and it's got the common sense and everything that we realize that we need grains, you know, you don't have to have a 10-year study to realize that, but we do for the treonin. And I've never heard anything like that in my 25 years involvement in the health field. Jim, are there any other studies besides this, that 10-year study it came from that they particularly use this product, treonin, that you can share with us?
One study that really impressed me was the animal study done at Texas A&M. Animals given treonin had vastly superior health compared to animals given standard laboratory chow. Both cardiovascular and overall developments were significantly greater in animals given treonin. In fact, an astonishing nutrient utilization increase of 50% was observed in the animals when the grain oils were added to their diet. The grain oils actually improve the ability to utilize the nutrients in the food that we eat. I always encourage parents to get their children on these treonin grain oils because it's so important for natural and healthy development.
Wow, you know, with the poor choices most Americans make and what they choose to eat each day, with the high cost of food today, I mean, who wouldn't want to get 50% more nutrients from the foods and supplements we pay our hard-earned money for? I mean, you know, with a product that has customers in over 50 countries, you know, it just seems like there'd be some other company that would try to come along and copy treonin to, you know, at least make a cheaper look-alike product to try to get GNLD customers to switch to their products. Have there ever been any in the history of GNLD, Jim?
Over the many years of my involvement with nutrition, I've seen that most of the companies want to market products that they can spin a mystical story about. They'd rather hype an exotic herb or a juice or an isolated food component that contains a small amount of research that they can use to promote a product. They also want to use raw ingredients that there's not much demand for, that they're cheap to buy, things like pine bark and grape seeds and algae and fungus and pond scum. There's really no market for these things as food. Many of them are byproducts of other industries, and so they're in search of a market. low product development and manufacturing costs gives the company more money to use in marketing, and it lets them make more profits. So most companies don't want to go to the trouble that JNLD does that involves buying more expensive, contaminant-free, and non-genetically engineered foods like the grains that JNLD uses in Trianon. Trianon and other quality oils are not easy to produce. They have to be collected and protected from oxidation. One company did seek to duplicate the JNLD formulation many years ago. They claimed their product was actually superior to Trianon. And I remember Don Pickett took the Trianon and the competitor's product to a top independent lab, and he shared this story with me. And this lab had the best reputation in the industry, and he paid to get the comparison between the two products done, since the original study centered around hormone functioning and the effects of these oils on that. He asked them to kind of repeat the studies that had been done. And the company that was doing the research called him up when he was supposed to get the results, and they said they thought they'd made a mistake and they wanted to repeat the study. And only later did he learn that the company was not thrown by the competitive product, because that really didn't do anything for the animals, no significant difference, and that's what they'd expected. But they were surprised by the results they saw with Trianon, because it made a substantial difference in the health of the animals that they were looking at. And they were afraid that some flaw had entered into their research procedure, and so they wanted to check that out. And so they, when they duplicated the study and the result was the same, they were convinced of the superiority of the Trianon product. Reminded of a backpack trip I took one time where someone pulled out a supplement that looked just like the one I was taking. And so I asked if I could look at the bottle, and when I looked, I realized it wasn't the same product, but it was the company that had tried to duplicate the appearance of the JNLD product, but they tried to do it totally with synthetic ingredients.
You know, why would anybody like that person you went backpacking with, why would anybody take a product from a health food store that you don't know if it's going to do anything when you take them? I mean, I know myself personally, I don't like to gamble my money, much less my health. I mean, why take a product that a friend just suggests because of some health testimony they've experienced or heard, when you've got a product like this that you got health testimonies from all over the world, but more importantly, that's got so much science behind it, and again, common sense that, hey, this is obviously what we need and not getting. You know, everyone wants their hormones working optimally. I mean, all of us do today. Can you give us a little bit more information about what these grain oils are doing in the body to affect people's hormonal levels so much, like you're talking about?
Yeah. One of the areas of study with these animal studies was glycogen storage, which suggested that the adrenal glands of the rats obtaining the Trianon oils were working about 175% better than the adrenals of animals not obtaining the oils. And numerous researchers have suggested that the efficiency of the hormones, such as the adrenal or the sex hormones, is dependent upon the health of the cell membrane. Let me share a quote from Dr. Jeff Bland in a seminar that he did in 1998. He said, over the past several years, it has become increasingly clear that alterations in membrane lipid composition and membrane fluidity influence important cellular functions. The nature of the fatty acids within the phospholipid bilayer determines the physiochemical properties of membranes that in turn influence cellular functions, including hormone responsiveness. Probably all of us could stand a little adrenal support. Adrenal is called upon when our energy drops, when we're stressed out, when we obtain inadequate sleep, when we're in danger, when we're attacked by viruses, bacteria, allergens. The adrenal plays a role in all these things. And yet the body calls upon the adrenal a lot. The gland tends to be exhausted by our diets that are high in sugar, high in caffeine, by lifestyles filled with emotional stress or physical stress. Just a diet high in sugar can cause tremendous stress on the adrenal. It ups adrenal hormones 300 to 400%. A heavy dose of caffeine can increase it fivefold. Dr. John Yudkin, in one of his books, he said that insulin levels went up about 40% after 2 weeks on a high-sugar diet. cortisol levels, which is secretion of the adrenal gland, went up 300 to 400%. And he once wrote an article where he said that the one property that called into question the general assumption that sugar was completely harmless was its powerful impact upon the adrenal hormones. Really tends to exhaust the glands. That's not good news for our coffee shop generation. We have all these habits that exhaust the adrenal. We do very little to support the adrenal glands. We don't provide the phospholipids that are needed for their health or other important nutrients. Think of the stress the average individual is under. He wakes up early in the morning, goes out, and first of all, he grabs a quick breakfast, sugar-sweetened cereal or pastry and coffee. He goes into rush hour traffic. Mid-morning, he has a coffee break. Mid-afternoon, a coffee break. Drives to through rush hour traffic to get home, eats light dinner. It's a big sugary dessert on top of that. Sits in front of the television, stays up too late watching the evening news, drags himself off to bed to get ready for the next day. So then he wondered that our bodies are stressed out and fatigued. This is all adrenal stress. Most of us treat our bodies like a new car that's never serviced. And one day that car is going to no longer run. And consuming whole grains and adding treon and concentrates to the diet is one way we can give the car a little tune-up to help keep it running.
Wow, no, that's a lot better idea to use treonine than it is some herb product or some, you know, other products that's got all this caffeine in it, like some of these things that are called supplements out there. I don't know how they can have them in a health food store. I remember meeting a guy one time that was a pastor and owned a franchise, and he just worked himself to death and took some supplements that had a lot of stimulants in them, and, you know, he thought it helped just burn out his adrenal glands and lead to a nervous breakdown for himself. And, you know, these adrenal glands are important that we supply them right. You know, tell us a little bit more about these adrenal glands that are giving us all energy every day that are so important.
Hansel Yeh coined the word stress, and he really emphasized the importance of the adrenal glands. He said the adrenals are like an oil well, and every time you're stressed out, you tap from that well. He said when the oil is tapped out from the well, or when the adrenal glands become exhausted, that's the precursor to let you know that life's just about over. A number of years ago, one of our associates was walking her baby in the park. She passed out. She went into a coffee shop, passed out on the coffee machine. They locked her in the coffee shop overnight another time. And she just took that as part of her daily life. And then she took her child into the doctor, and she had one of these situations where she passed out in the doctor's office, and the doctor checked her out rather than the child. And he said that he told her that her adrenal and also her thyroid and pancreas were exhausted, and because medical science could do nothing to restore the glands, she should go home and prepare to die. She probably had a few months left to live. Fortunately, she ran into a nutritionist familiar with GNLD and the treonine product, and she began using not only the treonine but some of the other supplements. And today she's alive and well. It's probably 15 years ago that this happened. John Tintera, there's one area I don't want to neglect here, and that's the importance of the adrenal for allergy. John Tintera was a medical doctor back east, and here's something he said. He said, "I'm an endocrinologist," that's someone who practices hormone research. He said, "In more than 20 years of a busy practice with thousands of patients, I've yet to work with an allergic person whose troubles weren't basically due to a poorly functioning adrenals, who wasn't relieved of his allergic woes when his adrenals were put into proper working order. Included among these patients were sufferers from asthma as well as from hay fever, people sensitive to beef protein, as well as those sensitive to house dust or tomatoes or parsnips or whatever the so-called sensitizing agent happened to be." And the treonine oils might not be the total answer for all the adrenal problems, but it's definitely going to nourish that gland and improve it. And Tintera did a book called Hypoadrenal Corticism, where he talked about some of the key signs or indicators that someone's adrenal gland is getting weak. And we should be aware of some of these signs, because they're very common in our society. Almost everyone with weak adrenals experience fatigue, nervousness and irritability, mental depression, weakness, had a lot of headaches. They would get dizzy when they jumped up suddenly from a reclining position. They had cravings for sweets and for salt. Many of them tolerated alcohol poorly. They had memory problems, inability to concentrate, a lot of allergies. Some of them had scanty perspiration, thin, dry skin, sparse hair on the body, a lot of things like that.
Wow. And no one wants to see their loved one go through those symptoms. Nobody wants to see their loved one just not have all the energy they need in life. I mean, this is important. Can you share a little bit more about the importance of these proper hormones functioning right so we can have the best health?
Well, you know, there's a classic work that came out a few years back by Drs. Dillman and Dean. It's called The Neuroendocrine Theory of Aging and Degenerative Disease. These doctors suggest that both premature aging and degenerative disease are associated with a decline in the health of the endocrine system and of the nervous system. What's interesting is those two areas of the body are the ones that are most dependent upon phospholipids and high-quality fats. Well over half of the nerve tissue is built of fats. About a third of that is phospholipids. About a third of that is DHA, which is a fat that's found in salmon oil. We'll be talking about that in a future conference call.
You know, I know hormones affect weight loss and weight gain. Can you tell us, do the treonine concentrates help people to get to their ideal weight? You know, most people, of course, need to lose weight, but...
I think the essential lipid should be a component of any weight loss or weight maintenance program for a very simple reason. If the cell membrane is not healthy, nutrient absorption is impaired, and one of the most characteristic factors involved in weight gain is what I call hidden hungers. People are hungry all the time, and nothing seems to satisfy their appetite. They graze, and they crave things that they really shouldn't eat. And because treonine has the ability to improve that nutrient utilization, you can get into the cells the nutrients that can turn off that that hunger mechanism.
Wow.
And remember that that study was done with rats on a laboratory chow diet, and that diet is a lot better than the average American diet. So this impact might be even more dramatic with people than it was with the animals. And when we have abnormal hormone responsiveness, another factor involved in weight loss here, if the thyroid's not working, you can't burn calories, so the calories just stay on the body as fat. Also, if we lack the quality oils, we become lazy. We become exhausted. We don't have the motivation to go out and exercise. Another factor, the quality oils have gaps or pockets in them that hold energy. They hold electron clouds. They hold oxygen. And if you have junk fats in the diet, they don't have these pockets where you can hold and store the energy and the oxygen that we burn for energy. So you just have no motivation to really go out and exercise and move when there's a poor quality nutrition. These fats also confer an important characteristic to the cell wall called fluidity. The cells of a healthy cell membrane, they'll vibrate about 100 million times a second. That fluidity makes it possible for the nutrients to enter the cell and the waste products to leave. Accumulation of waste products not only damages metabolism, but it decreases energy production, makes us more likely to gain weight and also to experience fluid retention. Just in case you doubt the importance of quality fats for nutrient utilization, there's a study done by a Dr. Donald Rudin where he was working with schizophrenics, and he was trying to optimize niacin or vitamin B3, and he found that his patients would improve if he was able to induce a niacin flush, but he found it took 1,000 milligrams of the vitamin to do that. He added high-quality lipids to the diet, and the threshold of the amount of nutrient needed to induce a flush dropped tenfold. So these quality oils really do have a dramatic role in improving our ability to absorb and utilize nutrients. Many of us, particularly many people that have gained weight, they have unrecognized deficiencies, the most common of which, I think, are lack of the high-quality phospholipids and other quality fats in the diet. The best source of these is treonine. The fluidity of the cell membrane impacts both red and white blood cells. Red blood cells carry oxygen to the tissue. They carry out the waste product of carbon dioxide. In order for the red blood cells to fit through the tiny pores in the capillaries, red blood cells about 7 micron. Capillaries are 3 microns. In the spleen, the pores are 1 micron. Red blood cells have to turn into spaghetti, and they can't do that if they're lacking these phospholipids. White blood cells, they protect us from viruses and bacteria. They have to move to the site of an infection called chemotaxis. They have to engulf enemies. Phagocytosis is the scientific term for that. They have to be able to produce more immune defenders. It's called proliferation. All of these functions are hindered if we do not have the high-quality phospholipids and other high-quality fats in the diet.
Wow, that's just amazing. Again, just what how God made our bodies, and when we eat the right nutrients that we were made for, how it helps us, you know, so we don't, so we have all the energy we need, you know, which is the number one complaint you hear from doctors, from their patients is they're tired of being tired, and here it's hard enough to cut back on your calories. You definitely want your metabolism up, and here your body working right so you can at least burn as many calories as possible, and here you got a great product helping that. That's awesome. You know, and I also know when we're talking about hormones that there's a lot of men out there that are concerned about their male hormone levels dropping as they get older. And obviously on TV and newspapers, we see the problem of women, taking in hormones as they age to help them not to have serious, you know, to help them to live better, but yet it causing serious health problems taking hormones directly into our bodies when they weren't made for it. And does the Trienin, I'm sure, does it help with the male and female hormones also to be at correct levels?
Yes, I think the phospholipids play a very important role. Hormone decline really is a big issue, more than we really have time to go into tonight. But there was a doctor, Thomas Travison, who came out with a study just a short while back in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. What he found is that men's hormone levels have been dropping about 1.2% a year. He studied 1,000 men in Boston. Men's hormone levels have been dropping 1.2% a year, every year from 1987 to 2004, so that men in 2004 had a 17% overall drop in hormones over men in 1987. Very dramatic decline. And this is men of the same age. It's normal for hormone levels to decline with age, but this was an extra drop in the hormone levels. And there are some doctors, by the way, that research has been substantiated by other researchers that find there's decreased sperm health, increased infertility in men. A fellow named Carlson published that back in 1992. And there are some doctors that feel that this declining hormone levels or inefficiency of the hormones is associated with increased risk of prostate cancer and benign prostatic hypertrophy. And we're seeing the same kind of thing with women with progesterone, where many women are not ovulating, and therefore they lose their progesterone production, and that's tied in with increased risk of osteoporosis and perhaps increased risk of breast cancer and autoimmune disease as well. Just recently here, as a matter of fact, there was an article that came out in May of 2005 that there's a phospholipid that is found in the uterus and in the brains of mammals that has a key role to play in hormone chemistry. It's believed to be responsible for infertility. I think we're going to find that phospholipids really play a key role in a lot of hormone function like this. But it's important to realize that the utilization of all nutrients is influenced by hormones. If testosterone didn't help build bone and muscle, athletes wouldn't use the synthetic hormones to try and build up muscle mass. And the adrenal and thyroid hormones are absolutely necessary to be able to use the fats and the carbohydrates from our foods for energy production. Synthetic hormones are very risky. But the body's own natural hormone production, if we can enhance that with quality nutrition, including the phospholipids that improve the response to these hormones at the cellular level, it's going to make a big difference in how people function. Remember a story that I heard years ago about a woman whose husband was starting to fail and losing some of his male vitality. She went to the doctor and she said, "Doctor, my husband is just not quite the vital little animal that he used to be." Do you have some kind of hormone pill I can give him to sort of perk him up a little bit? And the doctor went to his cabinet, pulled out a bottle very solemnly, and he said, I will give you these tablets here. And he said, these hormones are very, very powerful. You must follow my instructions, one tablet a day, no more. She ran home, and she was so excited, she dumped half the bottle in the soup that night. Next morning, she went to wake her husband up, and she couldn't get him out of bed. He had the covers over his head. She said, George, get out of bed. He said, no. She said, George, get out of bed this minute. He said, no. And she said, George, if you don't get out of bed, I'm going to hit you with the frying pan. George said, okay, I'll get out of bed, but I'm not going to school. Really, healthy hormone production and functioning really does keep us younger and healthier. And the essential phospholipids found in tree and grain and legume concentrates can play an important role in this entire process.
You know, that joke's funny that you shared. And, you know, but it's not funny when you're reading and the media and everything, the problems of people that are giving themselves natural or synthetic hormones, whatever, just putting it in the body. You're playing with fire. I mean, boy, it's so much better. It's obvious, makes common sense to give the body the grains they need that we were designed to get so our bodies can naturally make all the hormone levels at the levels they need to be in balance at each stage in our life. And, you know, you talked about athletes earlier there, and I know hormones affect athletes, obviously. You know, the male hormones and energy are so important to athletic performance. Is there any research concerning sports and TRNN directly?
Yeah, there's numerous studies that support the use of quality lipids to enhance athletic performance. The early TRNN researchers themselves asked themselves this question: will the grain oil supplement that we have developed in a hospital setting benefit the healthiest segment of the population? They actually conducted tests with the Iowa State College football team and the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns went from a season of 5 wins and 7 losses in 1956 to a season of 9 wins and 2 losses in 1957 when the supplement was added to the diet of the players. They also had 9 wins and 3 losses in 1958. Leo Murphy, the trainer, noted that prior to supplementation, the team tended to let down in the second half of the game. With supplementation, they seemed to get stronger in the second half. And this was all written up in the Columbus Citizen way back in October 31st of 1957. Basically, the researchers noted that the TRNN oils gave athletes endurance. They could play and play and play without becoming fatigued. Whereas if they received just vitamins and minerals, they felt peppier, but they didn't have this endurance factor. If testosterone didn't, play a role, then these athletes wouldn't be using synthetic hormones. I've talked about that already. But the lipids really play an essential role in many ways, as important or more important than any hormone could, because of this endurance effect. The nice thing about TRNN is it's good for long-term health, and one doesn't have to worry about overdose. One doesn't have to worry about toxic effects, as one does with artificial hormones. Athletes need this product with the demands they place on their bodies, and it's kind of interesting because they seem to notice the results more dramatically than the average person does. I believe in eating a diet with whole grains and other essential foods, as well as taking supplements to make sure that we supply our bodies with all the different nutrients we need. But I want to say again, TRNN is the foundation. If you don't have it, you won't process other nutrients well. TRNN is the cornerstone. It's a place to start, even though it's not the entire building.
Well, you know, how many TRNN do you think we should take? You know, what would science say?
Well, just taking one capsule a day, an individual is going to get more than most people get in their diets in the course of a day. But science suggests that 3 really is the optimal dose.
What about children who aren't big enough to swallow, even though those TRNN capsules are small? What would you say for them?
The children that are old enough to chew, they can chew the TRNN, and I've done that myself, and they have kind of a mild, bland taste. But GNLD puts some TRNN oils in all the multiples. They even have a liquid one for infants and a chewable one for kids. So GNLD made it easy for every age to get the grain oils they need to have for the best stamina and vitality possible.
I know that's one thing that's very obvious in all the multiples GNLD has, that they think it's so important they put treon in them. And I know they've got a lot of other good science in those multiples besides treon in, but definitely, you know, when you've got something like that that gives you 50% more neutralization, you know, that's important. But I know there are other scientific things that are involved in their multiples that make them superior to other ones, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. We don't have time to go into all the details on this, but GNLD has some unique technologies built in their multiples that you won't get from most other multiples. And one of those is treonin is the base, but they also have a special biologically bound yeast where the nutrients are in a living matrix. They have a threshold control, a continuous release process for the things that are washed very rapidly out of the body, vitamin C, for example. One recent book suggests there's a half-life of only 30 minutes for vitamin C in the blood, so this threshold control principle becomes very important. Mineral chelation. The studies indicate that putting minerals in this form, the utilization increases anywhere from 1.8 to 6-fold. And the Neoplex concentrate, which is a citrus concentrate, there was one article I read, they said if you're going to take one food to prevent cancer, it would be oranges, and Neoplex is a concentrate of the flavonoids and other factors from whole citrus. There's a lot of additional benefits to the multiples.
Wow. We are short on time. So is there any other thoughts you'd like to leave us with, Jim?
Treonin is the foundation for good health. If you can take only one supplement, this is the one you really should take. It's great for prevention. I cannot think of a health problem this product would not help someone deal with, at least giving them more energy to help their body and its handling of the health challenge they're facing. It's the most important thing in children's health and men's health issues, women's health issues. Clients have said this product has been an answer to prayer for them. I think of one elderly man who shyly thanked me for restoring his sexual vitality. Another woman told me her immune system had been trying to cope with a recurrent infection for 20 years, and the treonin oils helped her overcome that problem to where she didn't have the recurrent illness. When my mother started sharing the products with people, we had a neighbor who went to the doctor every week for fatigue. The woman had tried many things to no avail, and she, when she started on the treonin oil, she marked her calendar every day, and after 6 weeks, she realized that she was out working in the yard for the first time in years, that the improvement had just been very gradual, but it was very, very dramatic. And these are the kinds of things that I've seen day in and day out in the last 34 years. It's really a wonderful company and a wonderful product to work with.
Wow, Jim, thank you so much for all you've shared, and as you said it so well, we need all the different nutrients, but, you know, treonin is the foundation, where to start, so we can get more of the nutrients out of our foods. If somebody can just afford one supplement, treonin's the thing to take, even though we need a lot more things, you know, in our diet, nutrients, we need to have good health. It's like making bread, you know, you want all the different nutrients to make it, but this is the place to start, and I thank you so much for all you've shared, and, you know, we all want to have the best health possible, so this is a way we can do our part, and I hope everybody listening will come back for the next two Tuesdays, same time. We're going to have Jim for two more Tuesday nights, same time we're going to start, and he's going to be talking about the second and the third most important nutrients science shows we need. You know, I hope the people listening that you're going to tell someone else about these calls, like someone told you about the call tonight. None of us would be here if somebody hadn't told us about it. And I hope you're going to call the person who told you about this and thank them for telling you about this call. And if you've got a loved one, you know, that would like to listen to what you heard tonight, we've got this recorded, and it's going to be up on a website in 48 hours. And just ask the person who told you about this call where you can go on the web to hear this recording. You know, and God bless you, and thank you for being with us tonight, and we wish you the best.